Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, despite training in good spirits, Mohamed Salah has been left out of Liverpool's squad for the trip to Italy for their Champions League clash with Inter Milan tomorrow night. The star forward now looks to be weighing up his future after he claimed the club threw him under the bus. So could it be cheerio to Mo? Well, I'm joined by Ken Early from Second Captain's Podcast. Ken, good evening to you.
Hey, Colm, how you doing?
I suppose it's worth having a quick listen to some of the words from the man himself following another game where he was on the bench.
I don't know why that happened always to me. Like, I don't get it. I think if I'm somewhere else, every club will protect his player. I don't know why I'm in that situation now. But again, it's how I see it now is like, it's like you throw him under the bus because he's a problem in the team now. But I don't think I'm the problem. I have done so much for this club to be the respect I want to get. And I don't have to go every day fighting for my position because I earn it.
So he went on to say he doesn't think he's above anyone else in the team, but clearly feels he still deserves to play despite a dip in form. Ken, speaking out against the manager on the back of a dip of form and expecting not to be dropped, does that suggest he might think he's above other people?
Yeah, I mean, he said there pretty much, I'm not above anyone else, but clearly I am. I mean, I've earned the position of being above them. So, you know, this is why I'm annoyed to be left out. I mean, I'm not quite sure what the end game is here for Mohamed Salah. I think it's possible that he might have thought, you know, the manager is really struggling. The results are terrible. Quite a lot of people would actually like to see him fired. So maybe I can just give him a final push. But the way that it seems to be playing out is that the club seems to be supporting the manager rather than the player. And it's probably going to mean that Salah, I think, will leave Liverpool in January.
And is he not travelling to Italy, in your opinion, because of this spat with Slot, or is this just a continuation of Slot's assessment of his current form?
Oh, no, it's definitely because of what he said. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's really unusual for a player to come out and destroy the manager and club in this way. I mean, you know, they've thrown me under the bus. They're trying to make me take all the blame. I don't think I'm the problem. It's like a direct challenge to the authority of the manager, who he also says has lied to him. You know, there were promises made, which, you know, they haven't kept. And so it's such a kind of
the full golden cleric speech. Now we come to the liars. I mean, this is except without winning the award, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he won all the awards last year. This is the thing. It's actually the beginning of this season he was being given the PFA Player of the Year award for the third time, which nobody had ever done before. You know, he was the top scorer in the league last year, won the league. So the fall from the position of being the best player in the Premier League to being an unused substitute and blowing up in the mix zone against his manager is really stunning.
And how's playing to the gallery going for him? Because he spoke to the cameras to reach an audience, obviously, beyond the manager, who he's presumably had conversations with. So, you know, even in the pundit sphere, if that's a thing, Andy Cole suggests he's been unfairly singled out and compares him to Virgil van Dijk. Wayne Rooney says this is unacceptable. I mean, is it being publicly debated much, and does it appear to have percolated down to the fans?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's obviously directed at the external audience. He does this occasionally when he's got something he wants people outside to be aware of. He speaks to the media very rarely. When he does, it's always with a specific message. But generally speaking, in these situations, the supporters will kind of rally to the side of the club, you know, especially for players seem to have broken ranks. And if you look at, for example, all the articles written by the journalists who kind of cover Liverpool week to week, they're all kind of saying the same thing today. So it looks as though they've, you know, somebody in the club has said to them, well, we see this as disloyal and we're very disappointed and you shouldn't have done this. And that seems to be the tone, rather than he's got a point. I mean, I think the problem basically that Salah has is that Liverpool went and bought an entirely new attack, which he no longer fits into. And so they've got this kind of, they're in this halfway house. You know, it's actually Antonio Gramsci said it best, right? The crisis consists precisely in the fact that the old world is dying and the new struggles to be born. In this interregnum, a great variety of morbid symptoms appear. This is one of the morbid symptoms. They've spent all this money on new forwards. Salah can't play with these guys. They don't really fit together. So he's kind of got to go now. Right. These new guys.
He's not traveling badly to Gramsci's homeland on the back of that assessment.
No. But you know, he's got to go. Like, they've spent so much money on these new forwards that they're too big to fail. So Salah, despite the fact that he's done everything, you know, he's been the best player for the previous eight seasons. He's one of the outstanding players in the history of the club. Unfortunately, he hasn't been so great this season, and in football, eaten bread is soon forgotten. So thanks for the goals.
No, eaten bread that costs 370 grand a week as well, but there's no doubt other bills to pay. Let's hear from him again, because Liverpool has, you know, a match against Inter Milan. It's got another game against Brighton at the weekend, and then Salah's off to the African Cup of Nations. But he hinted that this the game against Brighton, if he even features in it, might be his last for Liverpool.
I called my mom yesterday because I knew you guys didn't know that I'm going to start or not, but I knew. Yeah. I called my mom and dad yesterday. I told them to come to Brighton game. It doesn't matter if I play or not. I'm going to enjoy it. We'll see what's going to happen. But in my head, I'm going to enjoy that game if I played or not, if I'm in a bench or not, because I don't know what's going to happen now. So I'm just going to be in Anfield, say goodbye to the fans, going to Africa Cup, because I don't know what's going to happen when I'm there.
Right, those African Cup of Nations can, you quoted Gramsci there in the words of Harry Enfield, might have given the whole situation a chance to calm down.
Yeah, they would have, I think, without this kind of outburst that he's come out with, because I just think it's very difficult to see now how Arne Slot can sort of welcome him back in without looking weak, without looking as though basically this player is kind of bullying him and running the show, which is obviously not really a position any coach wants to be it. I mean, it's a terrible situation. You know, he's talking about asking his mother to come to this game against Brighton, which nobody was taking much notice of until it turns out it might be the last time he's a Liverpool player. He mightn't even play in the game, you know. But this, you know, after a career that he's had, one of the greatest careers in the history of that club, to go out in such a way is a really grim ending. You know, it's right. Not.
Maybe
it's
not Ma Salah's been brought to give Arne Slot a talking to.
Well, you know, he'd have to sit there and take it.
Mo's Ma. She's going to give him an earful.
I mean, her boy has done very well, you know, and maybe he deserves to be treated better. But this is like, it's a pretty ruthless kind of world, you know. I mean, there are all kinds of cliches for this situation. You know, you die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain, or, you know, all political careers end in failure. It's the same in football. Either you walk out, you know, at the moment of, if he had left, he could have left at the end of last season, and people right now would have been saying, Mo Salah, the greatest player in Liverpool's history, they let him walk out here for free, and now they're struggling. Imagine, you know, what a disaster it was, which is why they decided to renew his contract, keep him on. It seemed a low-risk decision at the time, and actually, the low risk has, well, it's turned out really badly. It's turned out terribly.
Will it damage or enhance Slot? I mean, is Slot injured by this as well, or has it actually consolidated his position? And behind, as you say, he's got, you know, expensive new purchases to build a new game. Will it be good ultimately for him in the long term, in the mould of Alec Ferguson, like, who cleared out the old guard in Man United when he arrived there, even though some of them were very popular marquee names there?
I don't think it's good, and I don't think it's comparable to Ferguson, because when Ferguson was moving players out, it was usually his decision rather than something which had been created by the player, causing an enormous controversy, which he then had to manage. So in the vast majority of those cases, he was the one booting the player. Whereas this is a situation which has arisen, I think, out of Slot's control, or at least a situation that he proves unable to control. So I think he's made a terrible job, actually, this season of managing these players. It's a difficult situation that he had. There's a lot of new players in. There was obviously this tragic thing that happened with one of the players being killed in a car crash on his way to training. Diogo Jota, which is an event obviously of consequences which are very difficult to quantify, but which obviously exists. This is going to affect everything that happens. But notwithstanding the difficulty of the situation, I think that Slot has really done a poor job.
Right.
You know, for a player like Salah, who was the best in the country last season, to fall into this pitiful stage does not speak well of his management of the situation.
Okay, thanks for the football analysis and the quotable political quotes from Gramsci on the left to Powell on the right. Ken Early from the Second Captain's Podcast, thanks very much.